Drill 5.
You are going to hear two people talking about what they are going to do on their next vacation. As you listen, look at each of the six statements below and put a check in the box under T if the statement is true. Put a check in the box under F if the statement is false. You will hear the recording twice.
Where did you get all those brochures, Sally? You've certainly got enough of them.
I got some at the Tourist Information Center, and a friend lent me some more. There's so much to do and see in Britain. I just can't wait to get there.
Take it easy. You know we haven't got all that much money. We'll have to plan this vacation really well.
You don't have to remind me. I was thinking, we could go on a cycling vacation. It's not too expensive. Look at this brochure. There's a company that looks after everything. Hotels, bikes, and transportation for baggage. All we'd have to do is enjoy the English countryside. The price covers everything. It says you don't have to have a lot of experience with bikes. What do you think? I'd really like to use my vacation to do something physical.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I love the country and all that, and I like the idea of using our vacation to get some exercise. But I thought we'd be visiting the museums, art galleries, and historical buildings. It would seem a shame to go to England and not visit any of those.
I know you're interested in that sort of stuff, Andy, but I find some of it very boring.
Well, we seem to have a bit of a problem, don't we? Let me have a look at some of those brochures. Look at this one, London Walks. Look, there are so many different walks we could do in and around London. Some even go out into the countryside. Each one lasts between 2 and 4 hours, and they're not expensive. What do you think?
Sounds interesting. We get to see some of historical London, some countryside, and get plenty of exercise as well. Tell me more.
The tours start and end outside underground stations, and the guides are the most well-qualified guides in London. The tours go on until the beginning of November, so they'll still be on in October when we're in England.
I'll see if I can find out more about them tomorrow.
Where did you get all those brochures, Sally? You've certainly got enough of them.
I got some at the Tourist Information Center, and a friend lent me some more. There's so much to do and see in Britain. I just can't wait to get there.
Take it easy. You know we haven't got all that much money. We'll have to plan this vacation really well.
You don't have to remind me. I was thinking, we could go on a cycling vacation. It's not too expensive. Look at this brochure. There's a company that looks after everything. Hotels, bikes, and transportation for baggage. All we'd have to do is enjoy the English countryside. The price covers everything. It says you don't have to have a lot of experience with bikes. What do you think? I'd really like to use my vacation to do something physical.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I love the country and all that, and I like the idea of using our vacation to get some exercise. But I thought we'd be visiting the museums, art galleries, and historical buildings. It would seem a shame to go to England and not visit any of those.
I know you're interested in that sort of stuff, Andy, but I find some of it very boring.
Well, we seem to have a bit of a problem, don't we? Let me have a look at some of those brochures. Look at this one, London Walks. Look, there are so many different walks we could do in and around London. Some even go out into the countryside. Each one lasts between 2 and 4 hours, and they're not expensive. What do you think?
Sounds interesting. We get to see some of historical London, some countryside, and get plenty of exercise as well. Tell me more.
The tours start and end outside underground stations, and the guides are the most well-qualified guides in London. The tours go on until the beginning of November, so they'll still be on in October when we're in England.
I'll see if I can find out more about them tomorrow.
Now check your answers. Number 1.
False is the correct answer.
The woman says that she can't wait to get to Britain, which means that she is looking forward to getting there.
Number 2.
True is the correct answer.
The man says that, when in England, it would be a shame not to visit the museums, galleries, and historical buildings there. He suggests that a trip to England would be incomplete without visiting them.
Number 3.
False is the correct answer.
The woman says that she finds visiting museums, galleries, and historical buildings boring.
Number 4.
True is the correct answer.
The couple wants to use their vacation to get a little extra exercise, which is the same as saying that they want to take advantage of their vacation to get some extra exercise.
Number 5.
True is the correct answer.
The walking tours all begin and end outside underground stations. The underground is what the London subway is called.
Number 6.
False is the correct answer.
The couple made the decision to spend their time in London doing walking tours of the city. They have made up their mind about what they are going to do on their vacation.